The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene.
Hello, Kath. Hello, sir. I do have to say to you, Kath, that I agree with you. I think it would be lovely to go back to a time where we had good penmanship and actually wrote personal notes. And I'm not talking about the one I wrote my neighbor telling them to stop their drilling or I will blow up the building. But, you know, a lovely handwritten note does make a huge impact on people.
Yeah. Also, earlier we actually put a question out to our listeners saying what province in South Africa has the worst drivers? You know, whether it's tailgating, whether it's too slow, whether it's speeding, whatever it is, who has the worst drivers? And then I thought, well, you know what? Actually, you know, we travel and, you know, let's take that comparison and put it out to the world. Which country do you think has got the worst drivers?
So I hands said, down, Israel, see, and the worst drivers in the country. I'm talking to you, Jerusalemites. driving in Jerusalem, just because you have Jerusalem syndrome doesn't make you special. You don't have any extra protection. You are terrible drivers. Right. Let's talk.
Okay, so Austin Gibbs knew what you were going to say, and he messaged 43 minutes ago, he said, I do not disagree much with Rolene Marks, but having driven in both South Africa and Israel, South Africa is far worse than Israel, hands down.
So take that, Rolene.
From Austin Gibbs.
I consider myself duly chastised by Austin.
All right. Let's see. Let's talk news.
Let's talk news, and everybody's been talking about coronavirus. Wherever you are in the world, Israel is no different. And I have been receiving from a lot of people, listeners of Chai FM, people around the world, wanting to know what's going on. Can I come to Israel? Can't I come to Israel? Is Israel being too nonchalant? Is Israel being too tough? So the updates that we have are as follows. We have about 1,700 Israelis who are currently under some form of quarantine to ensure that we're not exposed to coronavirus. Earlier today, the health ministry and the education ministry cancelled all school trips abroad. We also heard from El Al earlier today sounding their alarm, very concerned about the impact that cancelled flights, etc., will have on their bottom line. And I'm sure it's a sentiment that many airlines agree with. But we also have some good news. We were speaking about the Israelis that were aboard the Diamond Princess that was quarantined off the coast of Japan. And three of those Israelis who did test positive and were infected with corona have now recovered. So that is good news. And at least one of them is back home. We have one Israeli who is abroad in Italy who is in quarantine, and El Al have suspended flights to Italy, Thailand, Tokyo, China, South Korea, and various other places for fear of corona spreading. And this is at least until May. So just if you're listening and you have booked trips, El Al has suspended all flights to Italy just for the moment, Tokyo until April, and direct flights were scheduled to launch on March the 11th. And until May, El Al has halted its flights to Beijing and Hong Kong. So if you have booked via El Al, just take note of that. South Africa is not affected at all. So if you're traveling to Israel from South Africa, from Israel to South Africa, your trip there hasn't been affected. And of course, yesterday, an unprecedented announcement from Israel's health ministry saying that or asking that Israelis do not travel. Good luck trying to enforce that, and this absolutely necessary.
I'm interested, Rolene. In South Africa, it hasn't really translated into our day-to-day lives yet. Yet I see that Netanyahu was not shaking hands with constituents because he was scared of the virus. Not scared, wary of. Has it translated into the street in Israel? Do you see people walking around with masks? Are people avoiding restaurants and public spaces?
Not at all. Not at all. Everybody's out and about. Everybody's eating, of course, I mean, this is a Jewish country, and you were asking what makes it a Jewish country. I think because we eat and are more concerned about food than any other place on earth. That's just my humorous take, but I do have more serious opinions on that. But everybody's out as normal. There's concern if you coming from anywhere abroad. There's also a lot of talk that as temperatures heat up, so this will the threat posed by corona will dissipate over here. But I do know that companies are being cautious. You know, I work from home, so I'm pretty much self-quarantined all the time. But I know my husband's office, they have and disinfectant sprays in every office, disinfectant hand wipes everywhere. The health ministry has asked people to be cautious about countertops, public places, and people are cautious. We have our hand sanitizers and all of that, but we're not getting hysterical and wearing masks in the street.
Important to know. Let's move on to your election, which is around the corner. Apparently the war of words is heating up.
Well, as you know, I was very concerned about Avigdor Lieberman. You know, the man they call the kingmaker has been really quiet over the last couple of months. And I was concerned, is Avigdor Lieberman okay? But true to form, he came out earlier today and he gave his opinion. And he is of the opinion that he will not sit with Bibi in any kind of unity or coalition government. He says he will do everything in his power to scupper that. He says that perhaps Gantz is not ready to be the premier just yet, and we're concerned what these kind of comments mean. Does this mean we're going to go to a third election into a fourth election, and really we don't have the koach or the sablanut, for those of you who want to know what those words mean, we don't have the strength or the patience to get through yet another election. But we have had a heating up of words from Likud and Kahol VeLevan. The Likud hired an intelligence firm that previously had almost sparred with Benny Gantz's Kahol VeLevan, and Benny Gantz demanding a probe into why exactly Likud found it necessary to hire that particular firm. So as we go through these last couple of days before the great vote on Monday, and maybe because we've moved it from a Tuesday to a Monday, this time we'll be lucky and have an actual result we can work with. We will see, but yeah, it's the sparring has continued, and it is getting a little bit personal between Kahol VeLevan and the Likud.
He's got to do something, because it seems for the very first time that Likud is pulling ahead of Kahol VeLevan in the polls.
If you believe polls, and you know, I'm a bit reluctant to believe polls. I think it's only over when it's over. We at the moment, it does look like, according to the polls, that Likud has the lead. But you know, things can always change. I mean, the one thing about Israeli elections is that they are completely unpredictable.
And then finally for today, let's talk about the Spanish Carnival. An apology, I believe. Really?
Yes. So when we went off air yesterday, we had word that the Spanish foreign minister had outright condemned the parade. And he demanded, as well as members of Spain's Jewish community, they demanded to know what had been going on. And the carnival organizer said that it absolutely was not their intention to disrespect anybody in any way. They wanted to do a meaningful tribute to victims of the Holocaust. But I think this has been a lesson for all, that if you want to do these things, perhaps you need to leave the sequins and the dominatrix whips at home. They are quite offensive when it comes to the context of the Shoah. If you want to do something meaningful, perhaps this is a teaching or a teachable moment, as they say. Work with the Jewish community. We will help you look at sensitive, empathetic, and respectful ways of doing this. And of course, we are extremely sensitive coming at a time where anti-Semitism is at ridiculous levels around the world. And of course, just days after the horrendous parade in Belgium, where the EU executive arm of the parliament and the Belgian prime minister are looking if they need to take some kind of legal action against the organizers of that particular parade.
Rolien Marx, thanks for an awesome week. Look forward to doing it all again on Monday.
Thank you, Rolien. Just before we go to news headlines, very, very quickly, what would you say distinguishes Israel as a Jewish state as opposed to any other country? And it can't be the number of Jews living there.
I think it's several things. I think our calendar is run according to the lunar Jewish calendar. I think that it's the Jewish values, the Jewish tenets by which we choose to live and also to respond to events. And also because it's the ancient ancestral biblical homeland of the Jewish people where we have always had a presence.
Thank you, Rolien Marx. Wishing you a Shabbat Shalom. I'm posing the question to you. We are getting lots and lots of messages. And two questions. One, what would you say distinguishes Israel as a Jewish state as opposed to any other country in the world? Can't be the number of Jews, because then let's just declare the micronation of Glen Hazel. It would be the same thing, right? So not the number of Jews living there. I'm looking for, like, really what makes it Jewish. What makes Israel a Jewish state? That's the first thing. The other thing is, what country in the world or what province in South Africa would you say has the worst drivers? Once I got all your answers in, Simon and I and Zanati will weigh in.